let's review just a little bit, you know, the laws of the tzitzit. Okay? Basically, we have two garments. We have the talit katan and the talit gadol. Talit is the garment. The word talit technically is a garment, but there is the talit gadol, that means the large garment, and then there is talit katan, which is the small garment. The talit gadol we wear is during the prayers, during the davening. While we pray, we are wrapped around in the talit. In the Chabad tradition, we only put on a talit during the shacharit, during the morning services. And even the one who leads the services, the Shaliach Tzibur, puts the talit only on for shacharit. And Mincha, Arvit, we don't put on the talit. There is in the Ashkenaz custom, sometimes they have the custom in their shuls for the Shaliach Tzibur, for the one who leads the services, he would put on the Talit Gadol even while he leads the services, out of respect for leading the services. But again, that's not the Chabad tradition. We only put on the Talit for Shacharit. Of course, there is an exception on Yom Kippur, which we wear the Talit, you know, for the Kol Nidre and the services, and also on all of the day of Yom Kippur, we do all the services, we do with our Talit on. So, but that's the exception. But ordinarily, throughout the year, we only wear the Talit for the morning services. Also, on Tisha B'Av, on the ninth day of Av, we don't do the talit and the tefillin, we don't do it in the morning, and we leave that for the afternoon for mincha. So we do have the talit on for mincha, so that's another exception. But besides that, the talit is only worn during the shacharit services. Now, the talit basically is based on the verse which talks about that when you have a four-cornered garment, you should put fringes on the garment. You have to put, and those are called, these fringes are called tzitzit on the, you know, the tzitzit comes like a person's strands of hair are called tzitzit rosho. So those are strands, those are fringes that come out of the four corners of the garment. Now it's interesting, the Torah does not really require, from the biblical command, does not really require a person to wear tzitzit, to wear tzitzit. In other words, the Torah doesn't say you shall take a garment of four corners and put tzitzit in them and wear it. That's not what it says. Which we know that in order to put tzitzit to be the mitzvah only applies to a four-cornered garment. But the Torah does not tell us to go wear a four-cornered garment so that we can put on the tzitzit. What the Torah tells us, if you have a four-cornered garment, if you are going to wear a four-cornered garment, then you shall put tzitzit in them. But nevertheless, even though strictly from the Torah, you're not required to go and buy a garment with four corners to wear it, but yet the powerful importance of the mitzvah of tzitzit is so strong that the tradition is to wear a tzitzit all day. And some go as far as even wearing the tzitzit all night as well. Some people change from the tzitzit of the daytime to a tzitzit for the nighttime, a separate garment. But people wear the tzitzit all the time. Why? Because the Torah says that when you see the tzitzit, you are going to remember all my commandments. The tzitzit, the wearing of the tzitzit, has such strong power that it can help you remember all of God's mitzvot. So we want to make sure that we are always remembering God's mitzvot. So we don't actually walk four steps without wearing tzitzit, because we don't want to do anything important without having tzitzit on. But then we wear a talit katan, small, that's a small tzitzit, which we wear, you know, underneath our garments, although there's some people who have tradition to wear the tzitzit on top of the garment, and there is some discussion about what it means when the Torah says, you shall see them. You know, some say it should be visible to everyone, or it should be visible to you. Now you would see most people do wear the tzitzit, even if it's under their garment. They have the strands, the tzitzit, the fringes hanging outside so that they're visible. And again, the reason why they're visible is because you want to be able to see them to remember all the mitzvot. How do the tzitzit show you about all the mitzvot? How do you see from the tzitzit? So there is, besides the general, Shem says that reminds you of the tzitzit, but there is a very specific, because the word tzitzit has a numerical value. The numerical value of the word tzitzit, you have a tzadik and a yud, which is 100. Tzadik is 90, yud is 10. Two times tzitzit. So 100 and 100 is 200. And then you have the word tough, that's 400. So the numerical value, which is called the gematria of the word tzitzit, is basically 600. Now, in each one of these tzitzit of the corners, there are 8 strands that come down. 8 strands. If you look at the tzitzit on each corner, there is 8 strands. These 8 strands, the way you get 8, these are actually really 4 large strands, but they're folded into 2, and then they are knotted in a special way that you also have 5 knots on each one of them. If you look at a tzitzit, you will see that there are 5 knots over there on the tzitzit, and 8 plus 5 is 13. So that means that in addition to the word tzitzit, which is 600, you also have the 5 knots and the 8 strands, which is 13, which ends up equaling 613. Now, do you know what the number of 613 reminds you? There are 613 commandments in the Torah that a Jew must observe from the Torah. 248 are positive commandments, which the Torah tells us that we shall do, we should do, and there is another 365 prohibitions that the Torah tells us not to do. 365 plus 248 gives you a total of 613. Those are known as the Taryag Mitzvahs, the 613 biblical commands that the Torah has instructed through the Torah for the Jewish people. We have 613 mitzvot. So when you wear the tzitzit, which have the gematria of 600 plus the 5 and the 8, you come up with 613. Hence, it reminds you of all the mitzvot in the Torah. That's why we are so careful to wear the tzitzit all the time, because it's important for us to always remember God's commandments and to always do the mitzvot, and that's why we're there. But especially when it comes to the time of prayer, we wrap ourselves around with a large talit, which is also a four-cornered garment. And matter of fact, it's the most proper way, because there are various views on the Torah's command, how it's performed in the most proper way. And being wrapped up in the talit is the correct way in order to do the mitzvah in the right way. And that's why we wrap ourselves around, and that's why we have the procedure, what we do when we use the talit, you know, for the services, which I'm going to demonstrate, and we're going to see what we do while we do it. The bracha for the tzitzit that you would wear in the morning that you put on, that would be Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvotav, as we do for all blessings, V'Tzivanu, and we would just say Al Mitzvat Tzitzit, for the Mitzvah of Tzitzit. So when you put on a Talit Katan, you would make the Bracha Al Mitzvat Tzitzit. That would be the normal way for somebody who puts on only a Talit Katan. He only puts on a small Talit. But someone who wears a large talit during the services, the tradition is not to make the blessing on your small talit that you're putting on, which many times when you put on your talit, most of the time, your hands are actually not clean enough to say the blessing for the tzitzit, because you can't say God's name until you wash your hand. But if a person gets out of bed and he changes from his night tzitzit to his day tzitzit, or he just puts on his tzitzit, he can't yet really say the blessing Al Mitzvah Tzitzit because his hands aren't clean. So what he would do is, after he washes his hand later on and he says the blessings in the order, he would touch his tzitzit and he would take him in his hands and he would say and he would kiss the tzitzit. That's what he would do with his short, with the talit katan. However, if you do put on a talit katan gadol later, the tradition is that you don't make a separate blessing when you put on your talit katan earlier, but rather when you make the blessing for your tzitzit that you're going to wear for the prayers, for the davening, you're going to make the blessing on your talit, and that's going to cover your talit and the tzitzit that you put on in the morning. So you're only going to make one blessing. But the blessing is a little different. The blessing that you make would be Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Lihit Atef B'Tzitzit. Lihit atef means to wrap yourself up in the tzitzit. Lihit atef batzitzit means wrap yourself up, because as we'll demonstrate, you'll see that what it does is you cover yourself up and you're wrapping yourself up, versus the talit katan is just putting on your body. This way you're wrapping yourself totally up in the talit. Now, some people will stay wrapped up in the talit during the entire services. It's somewhat uncomfortable to be doing the whole services totally wrapped up. So we will stay wrapped up for a small period of time. Actually, the time frame is called what it takes to walk 4 amos. We will stay during that period of time, we'll stay wrapped up so that we are actually wrapped up fully, which means we're covered, our eyes are covered, and we have the right side over our left shoulders to fulfill being wrapped up. And then later on ourselves, we will position ourselves after having been wrapped up for a small period of time for what it takes to walk 4 amos. We would then go ahead and make ourselves a little more comfortable, you know, demonstrate so that we're still wrapped up in it, we're still wrapped up, but not as wrapped up as fully to, so that we can't see our sitter, we can't, you know, it's more sort of intrusive being covered up like that. The other thing is, what's important is, it's important that the tzitzit be like 8, like we said, each tzitzit. So every morning it's important to, first of all, make sure your tzitzit is kosher. Kosher means that the knot is proper, it's laying, the corner is not folded, that it's actually a corner. Because if you lose your corner over here, or the tzitzit are torn, or sometimes it can be questioned, sometimes you can disqualify, you can make the tzitzit pasul also. So it's very, very important to always have kosher, make sure the tzitzit is kosher. So the tradition is to go ahead and untangle the tzitzit in the morning. You untangle them and you separate them. And you tighten the knot to make sure that the knot is still there. Now, sometimes you know, when it comes Shabbat, Shabbat one has to be very careful, because in Shabbat you're not allowed to tie, and you're not in a knot, you're not even allowed to separate. You can do it a little loosely, but not on Shabbat. We don't really do it in the regular way of really untying it. The Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch writes that if you should daven without wearing a talit or without wearing tzitzit, then you would be basically, and then you read the Shema, which it says that you should put the tzitzit on, and you're not doing it, you're like bearing false testimony. You're saying, oh, you make yourself tzitzit, but then you're not wearing the tzitzit. Even though the Torah says you should wear it on a garment that is four-cornered, but reading the section of the Torah that says make tzitzit, if you don't have tzitzit, so that would be like bearing false testimony, and therefore the person should make sure that before you do the Shema with the blessing of tzitzit, that you have your talit on. And one should do it, you know, as early as possible, as soon as, you know, you have the opportunity, before you start davening, put on the talit. The mitzvah of putting on the tzitzit, you know, is one thing, you know, to have the talit while you're davening, but it would be totally prohibited to wear a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzit. So if you're going to wrap yourself up with a talit, and then the tzitzits are not going to be kosher, then you are violating a prohibition, you know, then you're violating, I mean, the commandment, not the prohibition, but the commandment to put tzitzit. So it's important for you to make sure your tzitzit are kosher, because to have a talit without kosher tzitzit is worse than not having a talit altogether, because as I explained, not to have a four-cornered garment is one thing. You don't have to have a four-cornered garment. But to have a four-cornered garment and not have tzitzit is worse. So since you do have a talit, you better make sure that that talit is kosher. Especially when you make the blessing, when you're going to put it, you should actually look at the tzitzit at that time, because what you're doing is, you are remembering, because when you're putting them on, so you look at the fringes, and you make the blessing. And at the time that we do the blessing, there's a procedured way we do it. Now, the bottom line is that we have to be covered up with the talit. We should also wrap ourselves up as the tradition. Some of the techniques that I'm going to show you have really nothing to do. They don't have to. I'm just practically want to show you how to put on the talit just to make it easier. It doesn't mean that you have to follow these procedures. Some of these procedures are just merely technicalities to show how to do it. It doesn't have to be done this way, but I'm just demonstrating to you so that you should see the easy way, the proven way, the way people do it, to make it easier on you and to put it on. Also, as you'll see, that we do a verse which is in Psalms, which God also talks about wrapping himself up with glory, and because we're wrapping with the talit, we are saying at that time a verse from the Tillim, actually two verses in which God talks about himself wrapping up. We do that in the beginning before we start wrapping up, while examining the tzitzis, making sure they're kosher. We will do the verse of Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, that's in the Siddur there when you wrap yourself up. And then we'll see how the actual wrapping takes place. We'll also see that after, once we're wrapped up, we've done the wrapping up, so when we start wrapping ourselves up, you start saying the blessing, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvaso V'tzivonu L'Satei B'Tzitzis, and while you're reciting it, you place it over your head and up the upper body, and you have to think at that time that God wants us to remember that we have to do all of his commandments. And then we also say, we have to stay like for 4 amas, like I said before, while walking 4 amas, which means the time that it takes to walk 4 amas, we say the verses of Mayokar Chazducha Elikim, which is also talks about being under God's protection, sort of. The Talit is sort of a canopy, and it sort of represents God's protection for us as people, and knowing that being wrapped by Hashem, what the Talis symbolizes is the source of life, and it draws kindness and all good things for us. Okay, so now let's go on and we'll demonstrate how it works. Okay,
sure.